He's checking on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The legalization of cannabis in Connecticut has now been dramatically thrown into doubt yesterday when the governor issued a veto threat before the state Senate voted to approve legislation that would make it possible for people to possess marijuana as early as July. The governor's office charged that last-minute changes to a social equity provision created a loophole that will allow wealthy people to exploit family connections to relatives who qualify for lucrative licensing preferences for producing and selling cannabis. The veto warning threatens to upend months of touch-and-go negotiations between the Democratic administration and the legislature's Democratic majority that brought Connecticut to the brink of fully legalizing the recreational use of cannabis. It came roughly 30 minutes before the final Senate vote. The public has been asked to stay quiet at Cornwall Planning and Zoning Missions. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved a new policy that states there will be no public comment at regular meetings, but the public is encouraged to share thoughts, statements, and ideas and questions in writing. Member Steve Sicardi said he'd go along with the policy while meetings are held remotely. Quote, but if someone wants to say something at an in-person meeting, I think we should listen. I always think of it as we are here to serve the public, end quote. Chairwoman Anna Tamell said it's important for the Planning and Zoning Commission to educate the public and have a mechanism to help people understand what zoning is all about. She proposed having a question and answer section on the town's website with Jane Mullen, zoning enforcement official Karen Nelson, answering questions. Member Phil West said he's aware public comments don't have to be allowed unless a hearing is held, but, quote, I feel we're members of the community and a lot of direction we get comes from the public, end quote. Falls Village and Lynchy School teachers have been honored in a story in your corner by Ruth Epstein. In a school the size of Lee H. Kellogg's Elementary, where there are less than 80 students in grades K through 8, the atmosphere is that of a family. When four teachers with a combined 138 years of service retire, a deep void is felt. That was a sentiment on a Thursday party to honor the four, Paula Rogers and Amy Lake, who retired last year, and Robin Faust and Eileen Gargan, who will be ending their careers this week when school closes. Due to COVID-19, there was no celebration last year, so Rogers and Lake were part of this year's festivities. The women were seated in chairs on the school's lawn as parents, students, and community members and colleagues came to wish them well. Expressions of gratitude were flowing. The two business owners locked in an impasse over a privately owned road in West Dock, which have come to a temporary resolution that will keep the street open on weekend evenings to allow access to the Truck Orient Express restaurant. The interim settlement agreement hammered out this month by attorneys for both Truck and performing arts venue The Foundry will run through October. In the agreement, a copy which was obtained by the Berkshire Eagle, Foundry owner Amy Brentano agrees to keep Merritt Way open to the public at times to allow to truck and not close it during outdoor performances, something she had suggested to protect audiences. The agreement also stipulates that Truck could make zoning or noise complaints against The Foundry or other legal and administrative remedies if it chooses to do so. Fireworks across New York mark the end of COVID restrictions and honor essential workers. New York will end most COVID-19 restrictions and honor first responders. That happened last night. At 9:15 last night, New York launched fireworks at 10 sites statewide, including New York Harbor and Manhattan, Niagara Falls State Park, Binghamton University, downtown Utica, and Dome Arena. In suburban Rochester, Cuomo unveiled the state's plan for the simultaneous fireworks during a speech earlier in the day at the World Trade Center, where he rescinded most of New York's coronavirus restrictions as the state hit 70% of adults who have received at least one dose of a vaccine. The Big E will be back. It'll return to full capacity in September. Organizers announced that yesterday. New England's largest state fair was canceled last year due to the pandemic. The fair will take place September 17th to October 3rd, and this year's theme is Big is Back. The release teased at some big surprises, including the Super Wheel, a 150-foot-high Ferris wheel with 36 climate-controlled gondolas that seat up to six people. A U.S. District Court judge in Springfield has dismissed a lawsuit filed by Select Board member Ernest J. Chuck Cardelio Jr. against the town of Stockbridge and former members of David Chabon and Terry Flynn. He argued that he wrongfully was terminated as fire chief by the two members after purchasing a scam involving excess fire payments to two affiliated New York suppliers was uncovered. He remains a sitting member of the Select Board. He alleged that his First Amendment rights were violated when they terminate him, claiming that the dismissal was motivated by his dual role on the Select Board and as fire chief. Sharon said a school honored their 8th grade graduates with a community parade. It will be on Main Street in Sharon beginning at about 7 p.m. with a rain date of Friday, June 18th. In Salisbury, coming up tonight, TRAC has their meeting at 6 p.m. and Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission meets at 5:30 as well. Also in Kent, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting at 6 p.m. Conservation Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. Rolf Jansen Community Library presents Chit Chat at 7 p.m. Join ovate nail expert Cody Gilbertson for a lesson on snails that are so rare it only exists in one place. Visit rojanlibrary.org/adult-programs for login information. And then coming up on Thursday, the Torrington Area Health District meeting at 7 p.m. In North Canaan, they have a monthly meeting of the Economic Development Committee, and that meeting is scheduled for Thursday at 6:30. In the town of Northeast, coming up on Thursday, it's the ZBA meeting. Sharon Town meeting will also be held on Thursday for the $1.1 million installation of air conditioning at Sharon Center School. Will be the subject of that special town meeting, which begins Thursday at 6 p.m. in person. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise, once again, is coming up on Thursday in North Canaan at the VFW with the Kevin Matchy Band. All activities will be held rain or shine from 6 till 9 p.m. Coming up on Friday the 18th, it's Books and Blooms. It runs through the 20th to benefit the Cornwall Library. More information is available, of course, at the Cornwall Library or from members of the Cornwall Garden Club. Fridays are extra special in Norfolk with the advent of summer-long series of events on the Village Green. Coming up this Friday, Bears for Kids, sponsored by the Norfolk Land Trust. More information at norfolklandtrust.org/index.html. A free community shredded drive-through event and food drive will be held on Saturday the 19th at Salisbury Bank's Lakeville branch from 9 till noon. Limit 4 bags, boxes per car. It is a drive-through event. If you're not vaccinated, wear a mask. If you are vaccinated, it's optional. You'll be guided to drop off your boxes at the designated area to be shredded by bank staff. Stay in your car until you reach that drop-off point. Also, consider bringing in some food for their food drive to help neighbors in need. Non-perishable food and household items along with your items to shred. South Armenia Presbyterian Church Post Homebound Sale. You can celebrate the longest shopping day of the year at their Hot Post Homebound Sale. A great chance to pick up things for future gifts. It'll be Saturday from 10 until 2 at the Parish Hall, 229 South Armenia Road. Food available, including baked goods, sponsored by the South Armenia Presbyterian Church. Innisfree Garden at 362 Terrell Road will offer a curator's tour on Saturday the 19th at 10 a.m. with landscape curator Kate Karen. More information, innisfreegarden.org for details and to register. Social Equity Anti-Racism Workshop being held June 19th in Falls Village. Falls Village and Northwest Quarter residents are invited to join facilitator Carol Taylor for a workshop about social equity and anti-racism on Saturday, 1 to 3:30 at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. The workshop is free. All participants are required to view the documentary Race, the Power of an Illusion in advance of the workshop. Register for the workshop on the Hunt Library Happenings News tab at thehuntlibrary.org. Hillsdale Concert Series will bring classical music to Hamlet Park with the new jams in the Hamlet Park Concert Series on Saturday. Members of the Hudson Festival Players will fill the town's Hamlet Park with classical music. It begins from 5 till 7 p.m. The park opening for concert guests at 4 p.m. Admission is free. Donation towards the cost of the concert series are encouraged, though. Hillsdale's Hamlet Park is located southwest of the intersection of State Route 22 and 23 at the traffic light. Father's Day plant and bake sale coming up on Sunday, noon till 4 p.m. at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness on Route 344 in Copaic Falls. Annuals, perennials, ferns, herbs, hanging baskets for sale. Fresh baked goods also for sale. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 34,299.33, the NASDAQ at 14,072.86, and the S&P 500 at 4246.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.